Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we finished verse 15. So listen as we start out the week with verse 16.
And when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready. We're going to look at 1 John chapter 3 and verse 16, and very, very interesting portion of Scripture. So often we get down to verse 18, and boy, that's a strong verse. We think of verse 16, it's strong and how God's love for us. But then it looks like the person, verse 17, who has this world's good and sees his brother has need, shuts his bowels of compassion from him. How dwelleth the love of God in him? So, it's an interesting story there, reading, and an interesting truth. And these next few weeks, we want to try to cover those verses there and just see what God has to say. Now, as we're getting ready to look into this passage today, I first, though, before we go there, want to ask you folks that listen to this broadcast on a regular basis, many of you know that we have a question and answer period, and I would like to be able to answer your questions in our question answer time each December. Normally, if you write a question in either by email or you send a letter, we try to answer that, and then we try to mail you an answer or email you however you send it. And then in addition to that, we read it on the air if it's one of those questions that are chosen. Now, we will not use your name or use the name of other people, but we will try to answer the question using the Word of God to do so. So let me encourage you. You got a Bible question? Write us. We'd love to hear from you and address those questions that you may have, because we believe that they are important. Now, also, I would like to encourage you to this year now, if you would, to go to the Sword of the Lord Conference. Matter of fact, it may even be in progress right now. It's July 23rd through 26th here of 2018. I love the Sword of the Lord Conference. It's a tremendous conference. There are many great speakers there, things for women, things for men. There are things about bus ministry, how-to things, but some great, great, great preaching. You won't want to miss it in Walkertown, North Carolina. Let me encourage you to go to Sword of the Lord website, the Sword of the Lord publishers. Go to their website and you can get information about motels. You can get information about where it's located, all of that. We want you to be able to go. So I hope that you'll join us. We've announced that several times on this broadcast now over the last few months because we want you to go. It seems like every year I have people that I'll run into. They'll hear me talking. They'll say, "Are you Andy Bloom?" And when I answer in the affirmative, they'll say, "Well, we listen to you on the particular radio station which they listen or through the internet." And I love that. It just really blesses my heart. And to think that here are people that I've never met before, they never met me, and we get to meet at a special place, the Sword of the Lord Conference. And by the way, we have a radio station that's part of the Fundamental Broadcasting Network, as well as this program being on the Fundamental Broadcasting Network. We're also on 90.3 down there in Florida. That is just a tremendous, tremendous radio station. It has a great reach there across Central Florida. And we just really love the folks there, Dr. Mickey Carter and the folks of Landmark Baptist College and those that run this radio station. It is outstanding as well. And I say that to say that both FBN and the people at 90.3 of the Landmark Baptist College and church there, their radio station. Those folks are at the SWORD Conference, and they even have tables set up. You can go by and meet these wonderful folks and talk to them and get to know them just a little bit better. So I would encourage you to go by and meet these people and find out more about them and let them know how much you appreciate their radio stations or their Bible stands. And I know they would really get a kick out of that. So I hope that you'll do that for them. And I know that it'd be a blessing to you as well as you talk to them. Well, if you have your Bibles ready, we'll go to 1 John chapter 3 and verse 16. So let me just read the verse there to begin with. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Now, isn't that interesting? Lay down our lives. You know, in verses 1 and 2 of this chapter, we see the love of God personified. Let me just read those verses again. They're a couple of my favorite. It says, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we, old depraved me especially, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Remember Jesus' high priestly prayer in John chapter 17. He says, they are in the world, but not of the world. Therefore, the world hateth them. Well, the world don't know us, you see, because we are not of them. Well, so he says in verse 2 there of this chapter, he says, beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Just think, not only am I saved from sin, not only am I made a child of God, but oh, I'll be like him. I'll have a glorified body. It'll live forever, and I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. An old wicked sinner like myself that Jesus would save, and he'll save anyone who will come to him in repentance and faith. And oh, he wants to save you. You know, there's so many out there trying to tell you, well, you know, God only saves certain people because he's already determined he's going to send some to hell and some to heaven. And that's even before you're born. It's already determined. And how foolish that is. They always want you to read some men's books. We encourage you to read the Bible. You know, the Holy Spirit wrote the Bible. I mean, every word is his word. And because every word is his word, we just really said, okay, if every word is his word, then it is, and we ought to get his wisdom. How many times does it you have to say, whosoever will? How many times does he have to say, whosoever? Does it take for us to realize that he means whosoever? He says it so many times, and yet if he just said it one time, it's true, but he says it many times. Why do we try to change a meeting with $25 words? It's great, but it doesn't mean a thing. Look, we've got the Word of God. It has stood the test of time. Isn't it interesting? People talk about the Bible. They don't believe that it is really preserved. Instead, they believe that the Word of God is only preserved in various things, but not together, not as a whole, not word for word. But the Bible teaches that it is. Not one word will fall to the ground. Now, isn't it interesting that the same ones, those early church that put the biblical principles of canonicity, you say, what in the world is that? That sounds like a $35 word, canonicity. Well, basically, that is applying to the early church when they accepted and rejected books of the Bible. So the 66 books that we have, they were set in place and they were accepted by all. Down through the centuries, now about the 15th century, 16th century, all of a sudden the Catholics wanted to add some more books to the Bible. and they call it the Apocrypha today, but that wasn't part of the Bible nor accepted by the as the Bible. But what we have is our 66 books of the Bible. The same principles they used to accept all 66 books are the same principles that apply to the words. So if they accept the books, then they are contradictive of their own theories, of their own beliefs, because the words had the same to go along with the books. So those Christians who deny preservation as a doctrine, yet they assert a belief in acceptance of the accepted 66 books, or the canon of the 66 books, as they like to say, well, that canon is based on the exact same doctrinal principles for books as it is for words. Now, you either accept them both or you reject them both. But you can't have it both ways. You can't have it any other way. Okay, so really, you need to think that through before you make ignorant statements just because some Christian college or some preacher or some theologian or even just some educated man down the road with a lot of letters behind his name said something. Look how wrong all those Pharisees and lawyers were. They were the most educated of the day. And think how wrong they were in the day of Jesus Christ. So, really, let's allow God be true and every man a liar. So, we know the love of God for us personified. We become the children of God. Oh, how he loves you and me. Sons of God. And with that promise that we'll be like him, we shall see him as he is. Now, my friend, that is really a great joy for which we look ahead to. I think of my dad, mom, who've gone to be with the Lord, and you've got loved ones that have gone to be with the Lord. They're seeing something that you and I have never seen. If they're in heaven, they're with the Lord, they are seeing the actual physical presence of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in his glorified body. What must that be? Not even the disciples could see him in that manner during their earthly ministry. Also, although that Peter, John, and James came close when they saw him at the Mount of Transfiguration. And yet, even at the Mount of Transfiguration, to cause those men to pass out, also didn't have the fullness that there will be of his glory in heaven. Now, I have not scratched the surface in the understanding of the holiness of God. I'll need to join those angels who surround his throne and cry day and night, holy, holy, holy. And yet the words would fall short that I would try to give to go into detail.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's true. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.